This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Don't forget to go over to Roku and install the Insane Throttle TV app, as well as that app on your phone for all your radio, man. You're looking at 24/7 rock and roll, baby, over on Insane Throttle radio app over on Google Play. We are going to be talking about some stuff today. That federal RICO trial against the Gypsy Jokers out in Oregon. And boy, do they have some words to say. Woo! They don't hold back either, these witnesses, man. Also, we're going to address this freaking schluck, okay? This schluck that put a comment on our YouTube channel as, what was it, that Easy Riders Rodeo deal that we did. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Okay, you guys know that Easy Riders Rodeo, Chillicothe, was canceled. And the reason being was a sheriff, he is a tight ass, tightwad, whatever you want to call it, said he would not provide security for the event. Well, it's funny. I just got this comment on our YouTube channel, and it's from Frosty Kush. Now remember that name. Our community doesn't need that money. Found bigger, better, and also can rent out that location to another event and was a nuisance to the community. Drunk and drugged selfish bikers was danger to the roads. Can find another location. I'm glad it's finally over. That from your neighborhood Frosty Kush right there. I wonder, Frosty, if you even own a business within that area that's going to lose thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it be. It's always funny how you hypocrites are. You got Frosty Kush as a name, and then go after bikers as being drunk or druggies. Ah, I think the haters from the sheriff department's on me right now. You see what I'm saying, though, how ignorant people can really get? Their community is going to lose tons of money because of the sheriff in town refusing to provide security. I say, hey, Easy Riders, get some more security on your own. But they can't do that. Why? Because the fairgrounds say they don't want them there after all these years. Looks like they took their money and ran, didn't they? No loyalty whatsoever when it comes to this type of stuff. None whatsoever. Let's go into some other stories now. Sturgis Buffalo Chip raises record amount for charity through 2021 events. Damn them drunken, drugged out bikers. What do you mean they're raising money for charity, Frosty? You moron. Through the generosity of motorcycles around the country, Sturgis Buffalo Chip charity events raised a record amount of over $477,000. You heard that right, Frosty? Us drunken bikers, man, we raised $477,000 for charities benefiting children. I wonder how much you've raised. I can probably think zero, probably. Veterans and local community during the 81st Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. 2 weeks we did that. How much have you raised since you don't want us in Ohio anymore? Quote, having nearly $500,000 raised with the help of people coming to our 40th anniversary celebration is heartwarming and humbling, said Rod Woodruff, CEO of the Sturgis Buffalo Chip. The Buffalo Chip charity events are designed to offer people the opportunity to give worthy causes while providing them a memorable and fun experience they can tell their friends about. I bet you can't tell your friends that, Frosty. I bet all you're doing is sitting on your couch in your mother's basement playing with your pecker. That's what I'm guessing. Okay, I don't judge. If you want to play with it, it's yours. But please don't go out there and bash on bikers as druggies and drunks and all that stuff. $477,000. I bet you didn't even pay your mother that $100 rent that you're supposed to pay, are you? The motorcycle community never disappoints, but this year we are blown away by the turnout and generosity. Rock on. Some of the charity events included the Legends Ride, Biker Bell Celebration, Rusty Wallace Ride, Freedom Celebration, Legends Lunch, Flying Piston Builders Breakfast, and the annual Buffalo Chip Golf Tournament and Fundraiser. You know what? I don't think I could do the golf tournament. I don't think so. I don't think I look good in one of them fuzzy ball hats and the weird shorts. I just don't think I'd look good at that. So, Frosty, there you go, buddy. You know, I thought we're all drunks and stuff. I don't think we'd be spending $477,000, moron. Anyway, we're going to the spokesman review out of Spokane, Washington. You know, the schlucks out that way, man. I really don't understand how you guys live out there, man. They're crazy out there. Just crazy. Listen to the Morning Hoot with me and China Doll. I talk about this all the time about the loony left. Anyway, rare federal racketeering trial in Portland paints disturbing inside picture of the Gypsy Jokers Motorcycle Club. I guess it is rare out there because you guys let everything go on in Portland, but now I guess you got to go after bikers. It's just, hey, I'm just saying. Just saying. Starts out with members of the Gypsy Joker Motorcycle Club or their associates went by nicknames like Vice Grip, Striker, Dog Boy, Skid, and Nazi. Many would snort and share methamphetamine or cocaine, steal motorcycles, and beat out wayward members who didn't adhere to their club rules. Maxine Bernstein, you're a moron. Can you get any more dramatic, man, really? Membership was open to men over 21, but they couldn't be black or gay. I'll keep my opinions to the end of the show. Some women were considered club mamas and were passed around for sex. Hey, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, this was normal. Until you got into your modern day biker scene, I guess. If somebody was late to motorcycle run or broke one of the club's rules, they'd get their eyes dotted by another member. The prosecution's lead witness. Oh, you mean an informant, rat, turncoat? Is that what you're talking about? Tyler Pritter. What is it, Pribber now? No wonder you have you're a witness, man. You got a last name that probably got you beat up in school. Describe what that meant. He says, quote, you have to stand up, hands at your side, and you're going to get punched in your face. If your eye is not blackened, you're going to get a punch again. So hopefully the first one is a good one. That's one thing I never understood, why a man would just sit there, let another man hit him and not do anything. That kind of makes you less of a man, doesn't it? Just saying. Tyler, a member of another club that paid dues to the Gypsy Jokers and other associates, painted a disturbing picture of the inner workings of the savage subculture. Yeah, there's the title of it. That's where I get my titles, usually within the articles, for all you crybabies out there. Operating in Portland and around Northwest, they described the rule by fear and retribution that prosecutors alleged that led to horrific acts of brutality, including the torture killing of a man in 2015. I wonder, though, how is he going to give an inside look into the Gypsy Jokers when he was in a different club? Just a question. He goes on to say the club earned a reputation as an outlaw gang that ran roughshod over other biker clubs and controlled who had the right to wear the three-piece Gypsy Joker patch on their vests. You're weird, okay, guys? The author's weird. Other biker clubs and who had the right to wear their patch? You guys got this screwed up already. I wonder if you're going to make a correction. I don't think you will. I don't think you will. Mark Dungalu, president of the Gypsy Joker Portland chapter, the national president Kenneth Haas, and a member Chad Erickson are on trial in downtown courtroom on federal charges of participating in a racketeering conspiracy. They're also facing charges of racketeering in aid of murder and kidnapping. The first case to go to trial in federal court in Oregon in more than 15 years. Rock on. Well, you know, then it gives the lowdown on how the club was formed, the one calling the shots. Again, you can read this in the description box. My thoughts at the end. Here we go over to Aussie. The crazy Aussies are at it again. OMCG members arrested at Christie's Beach, South Australia. Three men connected to an outlaw motorcycle gang were arrested yesterday in retaliation to breaches of bail. It was alleged that just before 7:30 on the 10th of November, Crime Gangs Task Force detectives went to Christie's Beach address after receiving information that two members and an associate of the Nomads OMCG were at the premise together. Ooh, somebody's ratting. In breach of conditions preventing them associating. The two members, a 38-year-old man, 33-year-old man, both of Christie's Beach, were charged with breach of bail. The associate, a 31-year-old Hope Valley man, was charged with breaching an extended supervision order. Detective Chief Inspector David Schrutchkins of the Serious and Organized Crime Branch says SAPOL will continue to pursue members and associates of outlaw motorcycle gangs who choose to defy legislation specifically aimed at maintaining community confidence. Ooh. Wall of shame time. Kissing me, officer arrested, terminated after writing threats to ex-girlfriend. Ooh, he was believed to be on duty, too. Kissing me, officer. According to the press release, former officer Luis Perez was relieved of duty after he was arrested. Perez was charged with written threats against his girlfriend, who he had a child with. The city of Kissimmee Police Department takes these matters seriously and always expects the agency members to remain professional. He has been relieved of duty pending criminal investigation. You know what's funny with that type of deal? I wonder if the women get upset after they're done doing this type of stuff, and next thing you know, guy's not a cop anymore. Or was that their motivation for doing it in the beginning because they were a cop and they really didn't have the nads that a biker would? Maybe that's why I always say that the police officers are always trying to be like us. I don't know. Anyway, what I do know is this is the second story in a row where it looks like the press really got it messed up. The one with the pagan stain. Because I can't find anything else out of this sucker. What was it, exclusive? I don't know. That was in the video previous to this one, the episode before this one. And then there's this one where they're trying to claim that the Gypsy Jokers were telling other clubs to wear their stuff. It just don't makes no sense. Why is it so hard for the news media to actually do some investigation? That's the way it used to be. I guess not no more. My goodness gracious, man. Sad state of affairs we're living in. Sad times we're living in. And what's even worse is people, that's who they follow. Like blind sheep. Blind sheep. Go over to our Instagram at Official Insane Throttle. Over to Roku and install that Insane Throttle TV app and listen to our radio app from Google Play, Insane Throttle Radio. That is it for today. Rock and roll. We're going to go over to the Morning Hoot right now with China Doll. You can listen to those replays on all the major podcasting platforms, the Morning Hoot, or listen to it live just downloading that app. Or you can go to Insane Throttle TV, listen to it live over there. I'm outie. Rock on. See you guys later. Go get you some good. Yeah, I'm getting out of here before I get in trouble.